Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Keith Herbert here, and I have probably one of the best Mondays I think I'm going to have this month so far. Phil Nickinson here from Android Central, and I've got Calvin and Joel here from Your Techno Geeks, but we have the... I'm just going to let you go for it, man. All I know is it's cool, it does 360 angles, and it's all this fun gadget stuff.
We're in that weird time of year when I have just all the new stuff that's coming out in my office or in my pocket, so... Keith kind of nerds out on me.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, so right now I've been playing with, I've got new stuff from LG, and they have a new phone, the G5, and then they have these, they call them friends, these accessories that go with them. One of which is sitting here in the middle of the table in front of us. It's a 360-degree camera called the LG 360 Cam.
And see, this is where I need, like, cameras in here so people can see. So, Calvin, you're going to have to just take care of media protocol and shoot this stuff out so people can see what we're saying.
Well, I mean, they can, I'll give you this video. It's shooting
there
right
you
now.
Go. So awesome. There we go. Awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, VR is a big deal now. 360 degree, you know, videography is kind of growing, and we've got this one from LG now. Samsung's putting out their own little personal camera like this later this summer. So I've been playing with it for about a week now, and it's actually kind of a lot of fun.
Does this work with other... This doesn't have to go with an LG phone,
not
right?
yet, but it will work on its own, so you don't necessarily have to have the phone. It just makes it a lot easier.
Right.
I imagine at some point they'll open that up. Just it's too good not to, I think. So I'm going to send some emails to Korea this afternoon and tell them exactly that.
So what is this exactly called again?
So it's called the LG 360 Cam, and it's a little... It almost looks like an inhaler a little bit, some people say. Or maybe some sort of like Star Trek thing. And it has a camera on either side.
You can get through security with it.
Yeah, we'll find out tomorrow.
are you going with it tomorrow?
I'm going up to New York tomorrow, yeah. So it's got two cameras on it, two lenses, two spherical lenses. I think they're 135 degrees each. You know, we write down specs so I don't have to memorize them.
Right. Yeah.
And it will shoot 180 if you only want to use it as like a little handheld camera, or it will shoot 360 degrees. It will do still pictures. Which not a lot of people do much with. Google has a way of viewing these called photospheres, but Facebook doesn't do them yet, so you kind of have a hard time sharing the still images. But video is working really well. So right. YouTube has been doing 360 video for a little while. Facebook just started. Facebook's way into VR and 360 now.
Yeah, that, they just upgraded. Move everything.
They upgraded last week, too. Wasn't that part of their upgrade?
Well, I've had that, I think, prior to the upgrade last week.
Maybe I just upgraded last week because I just found out about it.
Yeah, but the coolest one that I saw was my favorite was the Deadpool 360 shot that they had where you could move your phone around and basically see Deadpool on a bartender, on a bartender, or playing pool or whatever else. So the 360 movement is pretty awesome.
You're really starting to see more brands get into it now. Had an interesting conversation. Time magazine has always kind of been at the forefront of this stuff. And the swimsuit issue for SI was a month or two ago. But they actually went in. They're incredible in their marketing, and which is funny because they probably don't even need to. But one of the things they did was 360-degree promos, basically, with all the models and stuff.
Cool.
And it's crazy stuff. And it's still a little hit and miss on how good it is and how much somebody would want to see something like that in that medium. But I love that people are trying stuff.
And the reason that I got so just like nerded out on you is because we're going to film some stuff next week, and we've been filming stuff for Grub on. This would add such a cool dynamic to it that nobody else is doing now until we have the show.
I'm around.
All
come
taken
find
our
me.
Ideas,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, to your point on the VR aspect, I think I was one of the early adopters. When the developer came out for Samsung, I downloaded the Oculus SDK, started playing around with it. Now we got Netflix.
Oh, I should have brought Gear VR in for Keith. We could have just worn that the whole time.
He's going to be blown. I got one at the I got the big rack that came out initially, but I don't care. I used to travel the country, have that on the airplane. People used to look at me like, "What are you wearing?"
I'm
like,
"What are you plotting? What are you planning?" Yeah. The funny thing is. He's right down the office from me, so I literally, you know, I walk out of the studio or I go to go get lunch, and on the VR day, he's like there with the big helmet
occasionally,
on.
Occasionally,
He's like waving his hands around, and I'm like, what the hell are you doing? He's like,
you are literally
check this
in another world.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, the one I had to plug the headset outside, but when you put on, like, I got a Bose headset with it, and then you're walking around. Literally, I'll sit here, look at you, put it on, and there's a 1,000-foot movie screen that you're sitting there and feeling everything.
I mean, to that point, I was at Calvin's house, and he said, hey, check this out. So I put it on. and I'm looking at it, and I think it was...
Would you run into the wall?
Oh, yeah, I did. That's exactly what
yeah,
I did.
That's it.
I'm walking around. I'm like, this is cool. And it's like, yeah. You know, the room's only about 8 feet wide, right? And I'm trying to go about 20 feet. So I hit the wall. It was
really, wait till you see the next-gen VR stuff. The HTC Vive is shipping right now, so people are starting to get it this week.
Is that the one with the, just the glasses?
So it is, no, it's another big giant visor. But it has sensors. It has lasers shooting down from the wall, so it can see you. With a recent upgrade, it can now see other things in the room. It can see this table. It can see you guys standing here. It can, you know, show you the perimeter of the wall so you can't run into the walls. It very much looks and feels like the Matrix.
To that point, I don't know if this is okay if I mention this, but sure. There's a company in Utah. My niece's husband works for them. It's called The Void. And if anyone wants to see something that is way amazing, it's called The Void. It's a 4D video game for real. I mean, for
yeah,
real.
They like they built the whole building. Yeah, they've got like the air misters and temperature control and
wow. Yeah, and you put visors on and you have your little guns with you. Actually, my daughter was out there last summer and went through a beta on it. And I mean, it's really cool because they take the live environment and then they program to the live environment.
Right.
So like you have this visor on, you walk up to a door. That door could be sci-fi door or it could be an old rickety door.
Right.
But you walk up to it. And you that and it is.
Is it AR or VR? Are they
it's VR.
It's VR.
It's
yeah.
Full VR.
It's full VR when I which I guess you can add AR to it because
sure.
Because what they'll have is a door with a little keypad and you actually have to press it
right.
And then it'll open up to that
right.
Extent. And then on the they even add little things like you know you're Indiana Jones in a cave and they'll drop down strings in certain areas and it feels like you have spider webs on
right.
It. So it's that's why I love the VR
it's,
world.
It's
I
a
knew
completely
it was
interactive environment.
Pretty much void
digitally
go on
enhanced.
YouTube, look up The Void. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, what I saw it's like a big green screened warehouse. So everything
yeah.
Has the ability to be digitally imprinted on mm-hmm. It when you're wearing
the visor,
the helmet.
And it's, I mean, the place is only maybe 50 yards by 50 yards. And it can be unlimited because you can turn left, 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 but you don't even know that you just turned left, left, left because what you see in front of you is
right.
Whatever would have been in the next
right.
Area.
Exactly.
That's too cool.
So that's a beautiful thing. That's the next thing coming up with VR and the 360 cams. And, you know, with this LG, tell me about it. Are you going to be able to do a live broadcast with it?
Not yet, but I don't know why you couldn't. HTC has had a little one called the ReCamera. I've mm-hmm. Got one sitting back there. I love this thing. It's about the same size. It's like 3 inches tall. And it will do live, just normal video, but it will shoot
but it broadcast it
yeah.
As you shoot it.
Sure.
Yeah, see, the XLR the phone, cameras yeah. Are doing that stuff now too.
Yeah,
every phone device now because you know YouTube has a YouTube Live.
Yep.
So I would imagine that the app just hasn't been updated yet. Too.
Yeah, it's
something that's probably going to be coming.
The only hangups at this point are battery and bandwidth.
Okay.
What about so like on YouTube? Someone posted back. A month ago or something like that. It was the Blues Angels and they took off.
Yep. So that was
all you had to do was move your phone or turn.
That was one that
anywhere to
USA
the bottom, to the
up. Yeah, USA Today shot that in conjunction with Oculus for the Gear VR.
Okay.
And it was incredible. If you haven't seen it, you got to come
oh,
over.
Yeah,
and
see
yeah,
it.
Well, I saw I mean it like he was literally sitting in a stool
yep.
And as he moved in the stool, the camera on his phone, the camera shot moved.
Yeah.
So regardless of however you were holding your phone, whatever angle that was where you were
yep.
In relation
yeah,
to
was,
the camera
you're
in the
looking
cockpit.
At the wing almost from the other plane touching you.
Right.
You're sitting in the cockpit. The, yeah.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
I forget which plane they were in, and obviously this one's you know close
all,
to home
I mean,
for
they
us.
Had all
but
the
yeah, you were in the middle of the formation as they were taking. I think they shot it here.
Probably,
I couldn't quite tell, but yeah, it was really incredible. And I don't often get sick in these, but man, I mean, 360 by itself,
the motion
I can get people
will kill me.
360
this
in
I can
a blue
watch
angel,
and I'm okay.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the big difference when they shoot the stuff, the really professional stuff. They have these huge rigs with
exactly.
I mean, it's been kind of. Jury-rigged a little bit with GoPros in the past. Samsung last summer, no, it's almost a year and a half ago now, their dev conference unveiled a new kind of camera to do all this stuff. They've got their next dev con is at the end of the month, actually. So we'll see some more new stuff there. But,
yes, we will.
But that's all multi-$1,000 stuff.
Right.
This, I can buy this. This little camera sitting in front of us is $200. Anyone
right.
Can use this. And buy
right.
It.
And like you said, soon they're probably going to integrate it with the other, so there's going to be an app you can download and
yeah,
work
yeah,
it with the
yeah.
Androids and stuff.
Yeah. So the question is, who's actually going to use this? I mean, we're nerding out sitting in the middle of a table. I could see realtors using this
absolutely
yeah.
All over the place. That's
yeah.
Going to be a big thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, right now they're paying for drones to do the
yep.
360 view, but now you have an actual device that you can just straight left and right talk and do what you want to do. And to your point, just the experience with the Oculus, because you know that you got the Oculus PCs now.
Yep.
So to have these cameras laid out, you're actually going to have some people just have it around the house and say, hey, I'm just going to be one room.
I'm just going to reality show today,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. I mean, it's going to be a beautiful thing.
You see security cameras being used like this? This being a security camera?
I don't know why you couldn't. I mean, technologically, it's fairly simple. This is not unlike my doorbell right now. My doorbell has a little camera, you know, a little wide angle camera in it. And somebody, you don't even have to hit the doorbell. You walk up and I can see you, and I will get a notification on my phone that you're there. And it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It's again, it's battery
traffic cams and
right.
All kinds of cool stuff.
You have the 360 cams out there that are hardwired and everything else, but to have something just mobile, hey, boom, let's click here. And just, even I guess for our military guys out there, be great to have Thanksgiving with the family.
Exactly.
Drop this right in the middle.
Yeah.
And you can see everybody.
You can see everybody.
And go from
That's
there.
That's a good idea, dude.
So that one uncle you don't like, you just never look at.
I do worry a little bit about the... It's not so much a privacy thing. I was out at the fish house yesterday, and I plopped it down on the ground right as you...
Yeah.
You walk up the steps, and you're waiting to go in, and we're waiting to sit down. So I plop it down, and I take a quick picture. There's all these people around me.
Yeah.
Now, it's not
you're in a public space.
It's not, I'm in a public space, but it's not like I was being sneaky about it. And obviously, there's this thing on the ground, but still, there are some interesting ethical issues there. I think if I'm sitting in a coffee shop and I pick up my phone and I'm pointing it at somebody or something,
they know
it's pretty obvious I'm taking a picture in this direction with this 360 degree camera. All I got to do is hold it up, and it's taking pictures of anything behind me.
So this is a whole new door for cybersecurity, as if they didn't have enough to deal with already.
Well, I mean, you got your selfie sticks and you put them up and you know, it has the front and back cameras. So,
yeah.
So I think it's the same conundrum there. And people, they're just not familiar with it now, but I think they'll get used to it. Again,
they'll know to duck.
They'll know to duck, right?
I think if you ain't doing anything you shouldn't be doing, then does it really matter?
Well, there you go.
I mean, there's a little privacy there, too. I don't really want people taking my picture just because.
Yeah.
But you know, you end up in a bunch. I mean, I'm probably in a million family photos that shouldn't have been in.
We
whether you're on the beach,
it takes
you're in a restaurant.
It takes a new degree to photobombing, though.
Yep.
You now have to photobomb in
everyone's photobombing.
That's been the fun part, is I've been taking all these still pictures just trying to find where Phil is in the picture. You know, I'm not right in front of it or right behind it. I can be anywhere I want.
So I want to know, because what I thought was cool is the fact that so you're shooting it and you're watching it on YouTube or Facebook or whatever, but then when you click on the screen, you can then drag it to whatever angle you want.
Yep. Same on the phone. You can, you know, touch the screen and move around, or you can just point the phone. It will use the accelerometer.
Can phones do that now?
Sure.
I mean, I know they don't have the 360. But there's an app on here, though, that
I watched from Facebook, all I did was press it and play the video and then just move up.
Right.
There was nothing I did.
It's built into YouTube. It's built into Facebook. Just last week, Google released some more APIs for developers to embed this stuff in any web page anywhere.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah,
we need to put that stuff
up.
Yeah,
we will be
putting
that stuff. And then we will be getting one of these and moving it up and down. And you said limitations is bandwidth and battery. So what's the battery life on here?
I don't know yet. I haven't hit bottom.
Really?
I charged it some of the way in this morning because I knew we were going to do this. And that's kind of been my take with these things. I did just see it gives us a 20-minute limit on how much we can record. I'm not sure if that's a space thing. I don't think so. I think that's probably just it put a limit on it so it doesn't burn out or whatever.
One of those, if you don't touch it, it turns off automatically kind of thing?
We'll find out. No, it just showed a 20-minute time limit.
Huh.
So, I mean, that makes sense. And I'm still learning this, actually. Generally, with this sort of camera, I just kind of make sure if I know I'm going to be carrying it around later, you know, tomorrow, whatever, I'll charge it tonight.
Yeah.
And just make sure it's ready to go. Yeah, that's the big question. And this does not have a removable battery. So once it's dead, and you have to stop what you're doing and charge it. So maybe you carry two around if you're actually doing something semi-professional stuff.
Which so, $400 for two 360 cameras is not a bad deal.
No, it's really not.
So what's the longest period you've recorded for?
Right now.
Right now.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're with a beta.
I've had this for less than a week, so I'm using you guys.
Yep. We're the test.
And that means besides him, we're like the fourth, third, fourth, and fifth people.
I got to touch this thing then.
Yeah. What's the data storage on it?
It uses a micro SD card.
Beautiful.
So whatever you put in there.
I can't remember if there's anything internal, but yeah, you can pop in a huge micro SD card. And
I figure if it's pretty new, you know, everything's got a 128 gig limit now. So as opposed to 64, so I imagine it being between 64 and 128.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, going from there.
Cool. All right. So when Phil came in last Monday, he had this, I call it the box of green envy, because that's exactly what it was.
I should have brought that whole box in.
Well, I shared these guys on the Facebook page and the Android Central page, but the other cool thing that you had, is the audio.
This piece. Is it. Yeah. So, I mean, this,
which is so awesome.
The crazy thing about this G5 phone from LG is the bottom pops off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their thing is to still have removable batteries. They're marketing the hell out of this. So you've probably seen commercials already.
Oh yeah.
And it was crazy. I saw they bought one for the Walking Dead finale last night. So they spend some serious money. Yeah. So their thing has been removable batteries. You can still take your battery off. And this little bottom piece, you see, it looks different than this other phone I have here,
right?
Because this one is, it's a 32-bit DAC.
Oh, wow.
So you can record all of your stuff and then you can play it back in 32?
Yep. Or it will play any audio that will come out of this phone will come out of this DAC in 32-bit audio.
So, wow. So it'll convert up.
Yeah.
As well, and then convert down, but what's the point in that?
Yeah,
unless you're just compressing the crap out of it.
And you can tell the difference even on streaming music, which obviously isn't the world's best quality, just by definition.
Right? Yeah.
But it sounds better. I can hear kick drums, you know, much more clearly. You can hear toms much more clearly. Now, you know, imagine when you get some proper lossless music going on.
Yeah. Does it have a headphone jack?
It does. It does.
Yeah.
And the other cool thing is this is standalone. You don't have to use it only with the phone. If you have something, you can come USB-C
out of here.
Yeah.
So is that technically you're telling me that is a mic that you can...
Not a mic. It's a digital audio converter.
Playback.
Or digital to analog.
For playback.
Yeah, yeah, okay. For playback, yeah.
So it's like a...
Wow. So I can output from any other device into this USB-C port in this DAC here and then plug in my headphones and it will upscale from whatever device that was.
Dude, that's sick.
Wow, yeah, that's a bit explained.
And for those that can't see, that's probably about the size of
stick of gum.
That's crazy.
I don't have a price on this yet. It's not actually even certified by the FCC yet.
Right.
So it won't work. The phone I'm using it with is a European phone. It won't work with this US phone I have.
Yeah, I believe it.
So let me take a shot of that.
So why does the FCC have to be in on that?
It's an electronic device. Yeah, so that
okay, I gotcha.
It's an electronic device, and the battery plugs into it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
you can absolutely.
You can be everywhere. Things.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to know what is the big pull to have a detachable battery?
So when your battery runs out, you don't have to charge it. You just stick a new one in there.
Stick a new one.
A lot of people really love that functionality. They say they need it. Battery technology has changed a lot in the past couple of years. Qualcomm has a new a fast charge capability that really just, it means what you plug into the wall is smart and it talks to the phone. So it regulates the current so that you don't burn out the battery, but from like zero to 8.
I know the Galaxy Note, man.
Yep.
If I don't use that white jack that came with it,
right.
It takes forever to charge. If I use it, I'm out of here in 15, 20 minutes, man.
Yep.
It's
all right. Because it's a fast charger.
Note 5. Yeah.
Yeah. The Note 4, same thing.
Yep.
So
I mean, these new ones and the new Qualcomm Quick Charge 3, which is new for this year, I charged from 0 to 60% here in 30 minutes.
Yeah,
right.
So that's not bad at all.
And then it slows down once it gets up to about 80% just to save.
So it
the
doesn't
battery.
Kill your battery.
Yeah. And then one of the things about removable batteries as well is that anybody using a VR, it takes up your battery, so you want to have a second one. So that's a big thing there. Like I have a backup battery backup for my Note 4 because I watch maybe 3 hours and my battery will be dead from there, so I have to swap that out.
Right.
Your Note 4?
Yeah.
Yeah, and when you guys are filming with those things, they suck down fast.
Yeah. Yeah, so we have to turn off everything else, so it's always good to have a battery backup.
Yep.
Well, and the other thing is too is these batteries, they do lose their life, right? They do stop holding their charge at some point.
Yeah, I'm kind of the wrong guy to ask about that because I don't have the luxury of using a phone for more than a couple of months.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, Qualcomm will tell you and all the manufacturers will tell you, you won't see a noticeable degradation in the time that you have the phone. You just won't. Oh, I think
because the phone will die before the battery does. Did it? So we said it. Well, I'll tell you what, we're at 19:30 over here, so
yeah,
we turned
on
a little before. So
so
you get a 20-minute limit.
Yeah, there we go again. The other thing that I haven't showed you is there's an optional camera grip. Plus, there's an external battery.
So I saw that one on the Android Central thing you were doing, and I was wondering what that was.
So they call this Cam Plus. It is physical controls for the battery, for the camera.
Okay.
You have a shutter button. You have
holy cow.
You have
that's cool.
A zoom wheel. You have a button down here to actually launch the camera app. forget when that one is. I think that one maybe video.
He's the one that makes it go boom.
Yeah. And then they've got a little extra battery, like 1,200 milliamp hours.
It's like a super battery. Cool button.
Yeah, I'm lukewarm on this. I mean, it works, but it's not very ergonomical. It doesn't feel like a camera to me.
So how's the camera on that phone? How many pixels? Does it have a professional slowdown, things like that?
LG has consistently had one of the best cameras in probably the past two or three versions of its phone.
Really?
And this one's right up there. Now, you haven't even asked about the second camera lens that's on the back.
Well, okay, so now when we were watching the thing for it, mm-hmm. there's I noticed that there was two.
Yep.
And then you've got the fingerprint thing
yep.
as well, and that also activates the camera too, doesn't it?
That's a good question. I don't remember.
Okay. Because I thought we'll that's what, that was what when it came out, like that was their whole thing. You can take a selfie without,
sure.
having,
oh, yeah.
without having to, you know, have two hands up.
It doesn't do it. Yeah, it doesn't do it on the rear cameras. So, yeah, one is a wide angle lens.
Yeah,
and one
that's what it was.
One is just your normal sort of shooter.
And then it had like seamless integration when you choose. Like you could be filming or taking one shot and then choose between.
And switch back and forth.
It's almost like a different scene.
At the same time.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. It's one of those things, like, until you have it, you probably wouldn't miss it.
Right.
But
right. then you got it, and you're hooked, right?
Yeah.
It is a nice little addition, and it works. It's one of those things. LG tries a lot of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
This whole modular design of a smartphone is one of them. But it works, and it works fairly well. It's not my favorite phone. It's not the best implementation. I think they've got some things to work on, and I think they know that.
Yeah.
But they're still, I mean, you got a lot of cool
man, they're coming out of the gate swinging. You got to admit it.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, they're the first of many.
And I see this being a package deal that starts trumping iPhones and even
watch
some of the Galaxy stuff, man.
Watch just that get smaller, too.
The kids doing this stuff, like you modified this a little bit, and it would be a GoPro style, strap it on the helmet, go BMX biking, go, you know, extreme sports. I mean, and if people get the hang of it, like we're about to.
Yep.
This is
podcasting, broadcasting, whole new views for sports and entertainment, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you could just kill it with something like this.
Yeah, I'm excited about this guy right here and, you know, get to test it out and do it. Because to your point, podcasting is going to change. We now don't have to have five different cameras, just one.
Yeah.
And, you know, lighting is great. We just got to worry about lighting now. So to be able to do that, that's going to be a phenomenal tool to have. I'm excited.
The next thing, it'll be like laser infrared.
Right.
Something that when it picks up on the camera that makes it look like daylight.
This phone has lasers, by the
does
way.
It really?
Yeah, it has laser autofocus. Yeah, they've had for a little while now.
Well, sure. So it bounces back and matches the distance?
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
It's like
that's
pretty laser awesome. Sonar.
And it's a plug and play. It's like a Lego phone. You can just
I think that's plug so different cool, man.
I mean,
because who doesn't go out, honestly, when you buy a new phone, who does not go out and buy the other 50 accessories that go with it?
Oh, right.
The Bluetooth speaker, the different charger, the car charger, the phone case, the 32-bit audio converter. You know what I mean?
I mean, even that to take out the battery. Samsung shied away from it. Actually, one of their biggest sales points now is that their newer phones are bringing back, hey, you can swap out your battery.
Yeah.
You know, so to be able to do that and add accessories to it just the way you have it, we know it. Right now, we use some Samsung phones for cameras, and we're adding on accessories. But to make that easier, that's going to be a beautiful thing. And how many megapixels did you say that LG had?
I think, I'm trying to remember offhand.
A lot.
I think it's 16, is it 16 for the main camera and 8? For the wide angle,
okay.
I think.
Which still isn't bad.
And then this guy right here, the 360?
That, I want to say, it depends on how you're shooting it. So if you're shooting, I'm trying to remember the specs. I think it's 13 megapixels for both.
But you can do HD and you can do standard.
Yeah.
And you can
it's got options. It's got options to burn.
360 HD. Beautiful thing. Beautiful thing.
It'll be 4K here in a little while before you even know it.
Oh, yeah, no, that'll come. That's already...
That's probably like 4 months away.
Yeah, I mean, it's Samsung, if I'm correct, the Note 6 is supposed to have a 4K resolution screen. So that's
crazy.
And that's coming out July? You tell me.
Don't know yet. So, yeah, normally the Note's in the fall. They traditionally have... No, they didn't do it in Berlin last year. They did a little before Berlin. Yeah, so maybe it will, maybe it won't. It would make sense for them because they're also using these phones for VR.
Right.
And when you essentially have the resolution of the display once you shove it in the Gear VR, into the visor. Sony has a 4K display right now, but they don't use it for everything. It's only certain games and certain videos that will actually kick into 4K mode. And that's, you know, Talk about draining battery. There you go.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you need
to have seven on the charger and one in the phone.
Yeah, no, look, the highest resolution display you can get is always not the best idea. And you've seen a lot of Huawei does that. Huawei sells a lot of phones over in China that have seven, and some here that have 720p displays, which doesn't seem like a lot, especially when you get up to that size. But oh my God, the battery lasts forever.
Right.
Which is great. I used one in Vegas, which is, you know, it was not the phone I would normally carry around with me. But in that situation with 80,000 people in town with me for CES, the battery lasted longer than anything else I had. And a big part of that was because it does not, you know, fall into the speeds and feeds trap and have the highest resolution display.
Yeah.
You get sucked in.
And you're like, hey, I'd rather deal with that and have more time to video.
Yep.
I mean, I would travel in Vegas, travel in California. That's why I got the VR headset, because you're on a plane for 6 hours. You're cramped for 6 hours, right? You know.
So I'd be the guy next to you, be like, dude, let me try that out.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be seven or eight passengers on the plane. Like, what the hell is going
Seriously,
on?
Seriously, with the Oculus, with the Gear VR, there's an option for you to turn on the camera to see what people are doing.
Yep.
And people will be turning their necks. The stewardess, that's what they call her, my flight stewardess, she would just be passing by looking at me. And then I look at her too. And she doesn't realize I'm looking at it because it's all black. And I was able to record that a couple of times. It's just funny. And then afterwards, you're like, hey, what is that? What's going on?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's my RoboCop helmet.
Yeah.
There will be one for this phone as well that it actually plugs into the phone. It's not full VR like your VR is, but it does this 360-degree stuff fairly well.
So
but,
is that the glasses? What's the glasses one you were wearing when you were at the conventions?
Glasses. Yeah, so that's it. It's the LG 360 VR, I think they call it. So it plugs into the phone. The phone powers them. And
right.
It has individual lenses that can be focused individually. That's a big thing for especially people who wear glasses.
Right. Yeah.
But the bigger change is you don't have this phone hanging off the front of your face.
Yeah, right.
So it's not huge. It's not heavy.
It had like the side blinders on it, and it was like a pair of sunglasses.
Yeah, exactly. So it's much smaller. Awesome. Still looks a little goofy. It doesn't block out as much light.
Back in the day, we thought those kind of sunglasses were awesome. Dude.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That what was the other thing? What was the orange thing we had?
That was the original VR.
The original VR.
I forgot what it's called. You just hit the swipe thing. Yeah, you'll be in Italy or something like that.
I have one of those at home. It's Google.
What's it called?
It's the ViewMaster.
Yeah, that's it. Right.
You can buy that now for like $15-$20. It's made by Mattel. It's a ViewMaster that does Google Cardboard stuff.
Yeah, you put your phone in there.
My kids use it.
That's
love it.
So cool.
I want to ask you for on Glass. What happened with Google Glass?
Google Glass is one of those products that they absolutely should have made. If you don't know what this is the weird little
Oculus.
It's not even Oculus.
It was like sunglasses with a little prism that
would hang out in front of your right eye.
If anybody's listening to this, if you ever watched Dragon Ball Z, it was the Dragon Raider.
So you would see this rectangular display about 3 feet in front of your face wherever you looked, and it was incredible, and it worked fairly well for what it was. The problem is they sold it. They made it a pseudo consumer product, and they shouldn't have. It was a good developer device. It was ridiculous, like $1,200 or something. It could do some fun stuff. Couldn't do it for very long because the battery was tiny.
Right.
It would overheat if you were outside taking a lot of video.
Right.
But they sold it, and it was creepy because, you know, people would be just walking around taking pictures of people, and I get it. Hell of a device, though. Technologically, very, very cool.
I mean, HoloLens is doing that now. Microsoft has one for HoloLens, but they went smart with it. They're going to be industry-specific when it gets to that point.
And HoloLens is very conspicuous. This was more just so, like, creepy
just,
guy.
Like some glasses or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
That's...
It's like you remember Star like Wars where the one thing comes out and then like hits him on the left eye and he's flying.
It was kind of like that.
They use them in the military, like with the helicopters and the Blackhawks and stuff. They've got those things that you ever seen Airwolf do?
Yeah, it's very much a HUD.
It's
very much a heads-up display.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Then they give you a name like 7 of 9 or something like that.
Yeah.
Is there any other product coming? Because I was excited for the price to
Oh, I'm out. Sure he's going to get something new here probably in the next couple of hours. FedEx runs around noon.
He'll have some other toy. We can make sure we like clip that right there.
HTC is doing their new phone on April 12th. What else do we have this summer? We have Google's developer conference at the end of May. I tell you, my favorite product now is still the Amazon Echo.
Oh, that's the little speaker thing,
speaker,
right?
Yeah.
The AI is pretty is intense
the AI
on that.
Is really good. It's not quite as smart as Google, but it's a much better.
Is that thing that talks to you?
It's a seamless product, yeah. My kids talk to it all the time.
Does it learn like Google does?
They update it every week, so it literally gets new features every week.
That's freaking creepy.
Yeah, it's not as smart. we asked it. My wife needed to know when Earth Day was, so I asked it the other day, and it didn't know. I asked Google on my phone, and Google had it right away. So yeah. it still has room to learn. There's a good piece out over the weekend from Business Insider about how Jeff Bezos was pushing the team to the norm for verbal response for stuff like that. They said it was between like 2.5 and 3.5 seconds. He says, look, you don't make a good product that people want to buy without a lot of pain, so I'm going to give you the pain right now. Get it down to 1 second.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's really fast and really good.
Wow.
So does it, I guess it'll learn, is it collecting the data of the questions being asked?
I'm sure it is.
So
it
can absolutely start expanding.
But, you know, it hooks into Nest now, so I can change my thermostat without having to get up ever, without even having to pick up my phone. I just, hey Alexa, you know, change the Nest to 75.
Smart homes.
Yeah, and it works great.
And that's excited.
What if she starts telling you she doesn't like your wife?
There was actually
then
a show.
Then you buy a new one.
Yeah.
Alexa's good. She's not that good.
Yeah.
Show on Sci-Fi called Eureka that had the smart home.
There's a bunch of shows like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I told you I restarted the X-Files series the other day, and I think the sixth episode in the first series was the dude built this COS, central operating system, and it did the whole Terminator thing where it starts taking over all that, and you're like, yeah.
Is that the one?
That wasn't really that far off, and this was, back in 93?
Is that a movie? Was it a movie, or was it that show where, like, he had arms and stuff for the thing, central AI in the house, and it would, like, cook for him and stuff like that, and it was actually after his wife. No, it was actually after his wife.
I don't know.
Like that.
I haven't seen it.
I'm assuming that they program these things so they can't happen.
Saturday morning, afternoon things I saw when I was at home by myself or something.
Awesome. All right, guys. Well, I know Phil's got to get back to work, and we've been geeking out for a little while. Why don't you tell them where they can find info and all this good stuff?
Anything and everything, androidcentral.com.
All right.
That simple.
Cool. Well, man, thanks for letting us nerd out with all your fun gear.
Absolutely.
Yeah, can't wait.
Did we miss anything?
One.
I mean, there's always more to talk about, but we'll do more in a month or two.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. All right, guys.
Hey, that was awesome.
We got him to commit to another one. That's good.
Yeah.
Bring the toys. So, okay, you guys, you can find us at Pecola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Pecola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.